Good morning. A Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I start with this. Giuliani? Question mark?
Exactly. This guy is in so much trouble now. You know, one of the things that is so reprehensible about Donald Trump is how he sues people now. Allegedly, he has the money to sue everybody and to pay his lawyers or not pay them, as the case may be. Nevertheless, Giuliani doesn't have that kind of money. And now there's a big discussion as to whether Trump should support Giuliani, who is his lawyer, and put the money up for that. Put another way, you want to bet? That's not going to happen. This guy doesn't care about anybody else. And here's Giuliani fighting for his life. Now, Giuliani is no hero. He goes around and he lies about things like a stolen election. And then, of course, he went after Dominion, the voting company, and it turns out that they sued him for a lot of money. Giuliani said that the court should dismiss it, and they said, no, don't dismiss it, because it's true. He's dug into our profits and our ability to sell, or our ability even to sell the company, I believe. All of those things are now against Giuliani. Look, in this country, you have the right to sue, but you don't have the money to sue. You can't buy the lawyers and all the rest. That's what's happening to Giuliani right now. Nevertheless, the relationship between Trump and Giuliani becomes very interesting because we do know that Giuliani has long said Trump can't turn on him because, quote, he knows too much. Well, if that's the case, you better believe that Giuliani, given the chance, in order to preserve his own freedom and everything else, would flip like an old fish. If he had to.
And then what would happen?
Well, it's interesting. There are many people who thought that there were going to be all kinds of things that would happen as soon as Trump got out of the White House. That hasn't happened. Suspiciously, Cy Vance, the district attorney in New York City, who was supposed to have been gathering all of this information and who was going to move on Trump, nothing's happened. How come? Dark music in the background. Vance says, I'm not going to run for district attorney. We don't know what the background on this is, but it might be very interesting once we find out. So what will happen is the people who are bringing lawsuits, even criminal actions against Trump, are going to wait a while to see what he's doing. But by the time he decides that he's going to run for president, and he says he is, and therefore I have no doubt that he will, because if he says he's going to run, I suspect if he can, he will.
Well, and all the dominoes seem to be falling into place. When you look at New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik now poised to replace Wyoming's Liz Cheney as the number three Republican in the House. Why? Because they support the lie that Biden is not the real president, that Trump really won.
Well, it is the big lie, and they keep saying it over and over again. We've seen the big lie in China. We've seen the big lie in Russia. We've seen the big lie with Trump. They keep saying that they really won the election, which they clearly, and I mean clearly, lost. They deserve a big kick in the can for disrupting the American democracy.
Let's talk about President Biden. Very interesting piece in the Washington Post. Biden once asserted Republicans would have an epiphany. Now he admits he doesn't understand them. On Wednesday, in the fourth month of his own presidency, Biden said, I don't understand the Republicans. Now, when he campaigned, he said at the time, with Donald Trump out of the White House, you will see an epiphany occur among many of my Republican friends. He said that in a trip to New Hampshire. If we can't change, we're in trouble, he added. This nation cannot function without generating consensus. Now back to, I don't understand the Republicans.
Hey, David, let's remember what's going on here. In a desperate attempt to keep their majority, the Republicans are herding themselves into a corner where they are convincing themselves that if they support the president, he will not get them. He'll leave them alone. But all they have to do is look at former Vice President Pence and the fact that Trump has no loyalties. So they're scared of him, and they're doing what they have to do. So we have somebody like Elise Stefanik, who represents a good deal of good geographic part of the WAMC listening area. She has changed her tune. In the beginning, she was a moderate. Now she's not a moderate. Now she's a pro-Trumper, and she's being appropriately rewarded according to the Republicans. And taking Liz Cheney, who's turning out to be a bit of a modern hero, despite her own conservative background. But now she speaks for a good deal of the American public, and they're kicking her out, of course, as a result of that. And the cowards in the Republican Party are not about to lose their political offices by going against the president. It's that simple. Their backs are to the wall. You know what happens when you put a rat in a corner? He'll bite.
Yeah, and in addition to supporting the big lie, as you say, in their effort to win at all costs, they have this strategy. Texas GOP now pushing to join Florida in limiting ballot access. Hours after Florida installed new voting restrictions, says the New York Times, Texas pressed ahead with a bill that would make it one of the hardest states in which to cast a ballot. The efforts in two battleground states with 70 electoral college votes between them represent the apex of the GOP effort to roll back access to voting in a supposed representative democracy.
Hey, David, the irony of all of this, of course, is here's Trump. He's the greatest projector of our times. Whatever nefarious and awful thing he wants to do, he accuses the other guys of doing. That's the mechanism of projection, according to the psychologists. And that's what he does. He says rigged elections. This is the biggest rig of all times. They are trying to take voting rights away so that only they can win. Now, it may turn around and bite them in the fanny. We don't know because, you know, there are some suggestions that, A, some people won't like it who are on the other side and who think this is the death of American democracy if you do it, and also because their own people may not get out and vote. So you don't know. I mean, it's all going to be about how can you get people to vote who they're trying to deny. Will they rent buses to get them to the right polling place? Will they pass another law saying you can't rent a bus? Look, this is the potential death of American democracy as we know it, and they are disgusting that they're trying to do it. But hey, what can I tell you except these are the acts of desperate people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Everyone, have a great weekend.
Yeah, we love you, and we trust that you'll do the right thing to keep this great radio station going. And just go to WAMC.org and kick something in. We're depending on you.